Blog Talk Radio.
Blazing R&B.
Ain't that wrong with it? I don't wanna give you the wrong impression. I need love and affection, and I hope I'm not sounding too desperate. I need love and affection.
About me, rolling, pocket swollen, riding
something in it, like it's stolen. Weed it, hella conceited. If it ain't about money, nigga, I don't need it. Got 100 grand in my ashtray. Spent 100K on a bad day. And I'm tatted like a cholo, nigga, act crazy, my dogs go loco. Kush got me moving slow-mo. With my nigga Problem, that's my bro-bro. Came in through the back door. 10 mil this year on a Lolo. And I'm still smoking pre-roll. Cristal done fucking with the Clico. And my bank full of zeros. Young Wizzle get fly like a hero.
Worry about a hate, not me. Turn to the max, no sleep. Smoke the 100 joints to the face. Give a fuck what a bitch man. Nigga say. Everything about me.
About me.
Everything about me.
About me.
Everything about me. Everything about me.
About me.
Everything about me.
About me.
Everything about me. Why?
Problem come with them hoes like a donut.
Like a donut.
So more weed than you years ever smoked up.
What?
Big make a choke up. Like for real, no rock. But I'm feeling like a meal off a pill. Don't lock. We ain't letting no more bros in.
Bros
but
in.
For sure we'll let y'all hoes in. Cause when we pulling money out, they be loving it.
Love
give
it.
A dick before I give a bitch my government.
What? What?
That's 8, I got 8 more. Super duper high, 88 floor. Unzip this, that's 8 more. Fuck a pussy, and fuck rhyming. We gon' live forever, fuck dying. Get it till I drop, fuck trying. Pedal to the metal, we flying in the fast lane. Yelling diamond.
Worry about a hater, not me. Turn to the max, no sleep. Smoke the 100 joints to the face. Give a fuck what a bitch nigga say. Everything about me.
About me.
Everything about me.
About me.
Everything about me. Everything about me.
About me.
Everything about me.
About me.
Everything about me.
Everything about me. Young wild nigga mouth full of gold teeth. Treating babe.com like the swap meet. Going crazy on a bitch until she knock knee. I'm in that hella fast whip going top speed. Make a mess in that pussy and then she mop clean. I drop racks and she drop jeans. Smoke green as I lean top dropping. Nigga I am all about a buck. Falling out a truck. Probably with some hoes that I just met and yeah they all gon' fuck. Got a man calling up a homies blowing all them up. Trying to figure out what girl is. She probably toasted. Like a champagne glass. So much money that ain't a damn thing sad. Do my damn thing in my campaign ad. Let's get straight to it, don't let a damn thing pass. What?
Worry about a hater, not me. Turn to the max, no sleep. Smoke the 100 joints to the face. Give a fuck what a bitch nigga say. Everything about me.
About me.
Everything about me.
About me.
Everything about me. Everything about me.
About me.
Everything about me.
About me.
Everything about me. Why?
Everybody, you got your boy Fat Man up in here. Happy Easter Sunday, and to all my smokers out there, happy 420. You know what I'm saying? All my people out there with the birthdays, happy birthday. This it and the other. Welcome to another episode of Pillow Talk Radio. It's Pillow Talk Radio Show. You know I got my girl in the building and this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? I got my girl G-Spot Gina in the building. What's going on, sweetie, in the house?
Hey, sugar. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. I can't complain. Happy Easter to you.
Happy Easter to you, babe.
You know what I'm saying? So I hope everybody out there got all the Easter baskets and, you know, the Easter bonnets with the frills upon it and all that shit, you know what I'm saying, and everything. You know, I hope everybody got the, well, people in the South probably caught Peter Cottontail and put him in a pot, you know what I'm saying? So big shout out to all my people out there in the South that's eating rabbit today, you know what I mean, and everything like that. But,
yeah.
You know, big shout out to my people, you know what I'm saying, that's cooking, all the families that's together, you know what I'm saying? It's another holiday. You know what I'm saying? We just need to thank God for seeing another Easter And praise
Amen
God, because
that,
this is the day that he was resurrected. You know what I'm saying? This is the day he rose. So, you know, y'all, be thankful. Be thankful, because you could be in a worse situation. You could be somewhere you don't want to be. You could be anywhere other than where you're at right now. So be blessed, you know what I'm saying? And in other words, keep it pushing, you know what I'm saying? Show not playing, and this and the other, it stopped. Okay, big shout out to my man Vargas Ali out there in the United Kingdom. He says the show has stopped. I don't know, player, we talking right now. I don't know, maybe you need to refresh your computer, you know what I'm saying? So other than that, G-Spot, what's been going on? How was your week?
It was really, really eventful. Just been doing a lot of rehearsals with my models, you know, checking
right,
out my performers,
right.
You know, promoting the event that's coming up May 10th, you know, just doing my thing, getting out there and spreading the word. So, you know, hopefully we'll have a successful fundraiser, you know. We'll see how it goes, but, you know, just been out doing my thing. You know me, I'm always on the go.
Right. Yeah, well, big shout out to all the LVPPWs that was out. I know you had the model rehearsal this weekend, and this and the other. I seen you posting up everything. Most of the ladies didn't show up. Come on, ladies, we got to get this popping now. You know what I'm saying? All my designers out there, if you got a clothing line, if you got a lingerie line or anything, make sure you get in touch with Gina. You know what I'm saying? And let her know what you're doing, because she's interested in other designers and things like that, so we can keep on having these charity events. Now, are we this charity event, is this for
Las Vegas?
City
Mission Las
Vegas.
Okay. City Mission Las Vegas feeds about 40 to 50 homeless every day. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, tell everybody about that don't know about the Las Vegas Mission.
Okay, well, City Mission Las Vegas is a mission that provides meals for those that are homeless. A couple of summers ago, my kids decided they were going to be ungrateful, little disrespectful brats. So, and I said, okay, so you think you got it bad, so let's go take a little drive. So I took them over to the mission, and we volunteered there about 10, 15 days out of that summer and helped feed about 40 to 50 people every morning. And then we packaged up sack lunches for them to take home. And, you know, my little one at the time was about 8 years old, 7, 8 years old. And he says, Mommy, he says, where do all those people live? Do they stay here at the mission? I said, no, babe, they don't got shelter here for them. They live out in the desert in makeshift tents and cardboard boxes, or however they can protect themselves from the elements. And anybody that knows Vegas gets up to 120 degrees in the summertime.
Exactly.
So, you know, after that summer, my kids learned to appreciate what they had at home and didn't give me any more lip about it. And so, you know, whenever we get the opportunity in LVPPW to support or promote or do some type of charity fundraiser for, you know, a cause like this, we gladly take it and run with it. So this is our charity. This is our second charity event for this organization. And, you know, hopefully we can raise some funds. A portion of every ticket sold will be going to the mission to help them, you know, supply food and water and first aid stuff to the people that come to the mission to seek help. So it's a good organization where we're always happy to help them.
Right. That's good. And I know we'll be out doing some, I know you got other events planned this summer. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and
we're also going to be sistering up with Thick Nation, hopefully pretty soon, to do some charity fundraiser work with them as well. And then also my boy Keelan, who also is the founder of Baby Daddy Guru, which is an organization that helps single fathers, you know, with custody issues with their children or visitation rights, and he's just out there helping, you know, dads that need help, you know, getting to see their kids and getting their shit straight too. You know, they have rights just as everybody else does, and sometimes their rights get overlooked. So, you know, we try and help out and support anybody and everybody that needs help. You know, our organization, LVPPW, is 3,800 plus people in our group. So, you know, there's always somebody in the group that can help in one way or another. So we just got to do our best to get back to the community and get back to,
We need to see half the 3,800 people at the event next month. You know what I'm saying? We need everybody to,
that would be off the chain, let me
wonderful.
Tell you.
That would be great. If we could get half of those 3,800 people that are members on our Facebook page and the LVPPW page to show up at, you know what I'm saying, at the charity event next month would be wonderful. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
everything.
Exactly.
So everybody make sure that you go to the page, check it out, see what we're talking about and everything, you know what I'm saying? Hit Gina up, let her know if you got a clothing line or anything like that, or your designer or something like that, you know what I'm saying? Lord have mercy, I done just seen my son on Facebook.
We have such a great offer right now for vendors. Anybody that wants to participate in the show, they can get a vendor table to put their merchandise out for sale or advertise their business for $45 for the night. We're going to have over 100, probably closer to 200 people at our event. God willing, we'll pray that's what we'll have. But, you're going to be able to also put their merchandise in the show. If it has anything to do with fashion, either it's accessories, handbags, shoes, clothing, lingerie, whatever they want to put in the show, I mean, $45 for a vendor table is nothing. But that money really helps these charities out, and helps us to be able to go on and do more events, bigger and better events coming soon, So, if they're interested, please hit me up, hit my co-founder up, Luana Terlizzi. She's on my page. Hit her up. Any of our admins, hit us up. Post it in LBPPW. Whatever you like, hit us up on Twitter. We're all over the place. You'll find somebody from LBPPW and just hit them up and say, hey, I want to help out. I want to be a participant. I want to be a vendor. I want to, do my thing to help out. So please, help us out.
Well, yep. So make sure y'all hit us up. You know what I'm saying? We're going to be out and about. Gina's always out every weekend or something doing, passing out flyers, something like that. So make sure you hit us up and
definitely. Especially these young and up and coming artists too. You have music that you want to put out there. Hit us up. We'll gladly help promote your stuff. We'll listen to your stuff.
Yeah.
I'm also a promoter for Worldwide Underground. So if you have something that you want to get out there on a mixtape, hit me up. Let me know. There's always an outlet for everybody to get into, to help themselves and to help others. So, whatever it may be, if you're an aspiring plus-size model, you want a model, let me know. If not this show, the next show. I'll gladly put you in a show,
But make sure you come correct, though. Make sure you come correct in this, that, and the other, Especially with you up-and-coming artists and things like that. Don't be coming to me or Gina like your shit don't stank and this, that, and the other. We need to have you on the bill everything.
We don't do none of that diva bullshit.
We don't need you like that. We don't need you like that and everything like that. And if that's the case, I'll get up there and perform. I don't need your ass like that. So make sure when y'all come and y'all talk to Gina, give her the respect that she deserves. And put your best foot forward. Come with a resume. Come with something that you're doing. Don't tell me what you're doing in the future or what you're getting ready to do. I want to know what the hell you're doing now, if you're even worthy to even get put on. A lot of these artists aren't even worthy to get put on. A lot of these poets aren't even worthy to get put on, and even designers. So that goes the whole gambit. We're not just talking about local artists and things like that. We're talking about everybody. When you come and you want to be a part of LVPPW or one of the events or, something that Fat City Entertainment is doing or something like that, put your best foot forward, Because about respect, If you want us to respect you, you have to give respect first, be treated like...
Yeah, and that's another thing I really drive into a lot of the people that I deal with, whether it be models or performers or promoters or whatever it might be. Mm-hmm. This town, especially here in Vegas, this town is big enough you can get lost in, but it's small enough that everybody knows somebody.
When you
come at somebody wrong, and you come at somebody with your diva bullshit and think that that's going to fly, trust me, somebody knows somebody, and you're going to want to be a participant in something else, and they're going to say, hey, you know so-and-so? I sure do. I wouldn't use her. So definitely, come correct.
Exactly. That's another thing. Don't burn bridges. You know what I'm saying? When you deal with people straight up. Don't burn bridges and everything, because you never know. You might have to go back across that bridge and talk to that person one day. I might have to go back across that bridge and take care of some business. So, you know, make sure that, you know, when you speak and when you talk, you know what you're talking about and know who you're talking to, because a lot of people get to talking and don't know who they're talking to and figure, you know, you telling me where the fuck to get off at, and it's like, yo, player, I could put your shit out worldwide and this, that, and the other and put you really on blast, so watch who you telling who the fuck to get off and where the fuck to get off at and this, that, and the other, you know what I'm saying? Big yep. shout-out to my man Vargas Ali and Rap 92 from Birmingham, UK. All right, so we have the UK in the building. As always, we usually have people from Sydney, Australia, you know, London, you know what I'm saying, Germany and things, usually listening to Pillow Talk Radio. So I don't want y'all to think that Pillow Talk Radio is just a little small local radio show. You know what I'm saying? We are worldwide. We done took a lot of leaps and bounds in a short amount of time, you know what I'm saying? This is what, our sixth episode?
This is our sixth show.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So y'all make sure y'all watch out for Pillow Talk Radio, because next you're going to see us, you know, hosting a lot of events. You know, we got the Pillow Talk Radio pool party coming up and everything, the meet and greet and stuff like that. So we got a lot of stuff going on that's going to be for our listeners and things like that, to show our appreciation for listening to us and sticking by us and rolling with us, you know what I'm saying? So, you know.
Yeah, I'm actually awesome. Getting hit up as well. I'm getting hit up as we speak, people that are listening.
Yeah.
So, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, people want
definitely
to
shout
start
out
hoping
to TQ. Thank you for listening.
But Fat Man got to keep it 600 and this, that, and the other. If Gina rolls with me and everything, we don't host for free. You know what I'm saying, and things like that, to get Pillow Talk Radio to come out and do a live remote and this, that, and the other. Yeah, you got to sit down with us and this and work out something, but we don't work for free, you know what I'm saying? So I just want to put that little tidbit out there and everything like that there, you know what I mean? Because, you know, hell, times is tight. Hell, I didn't even get an Easter basket today. Ain't that about a bitch? And shit.
I didn't either.
You know what I'm saying?
I did get a piece of jewelry, though.
Oh, well, see, but that's better than an Easter basket. Shit, I didn't even get a piece of jewelry, you know what I'm saying, and everything, but I did, and I am getting the chance to spend some time with Miss Yasmin Vaughn. Happy birthday to her. Today is her birthday, you know what I'm saying?
Happy birthday.
You know what I'm saying? So we kick it in and everything like that, you know what I'm saying? But y'all don't know, that's my little huggy bear. That's my little gummy bear and everything. So big shout out to her. She just turned the big 31 today. Ooh.
Wow.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah. Yeah.
I can still smell
Similac
on her breath.
Yeah. Yeah, she's still tender. She's still young and tender, you know what I'm saying, and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all good and everything. But listen, I seen Gina has posted something up yesterday. What you slapping me on my ass? Gina posted up something yesterday that goes along with our topic for tonight. It says, she posted yesterday at 2 p.m., it says, don't be mad when someone else starts to appreciate the person you took for granted. What you won't do, someone else will.
That's right.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. That's definitely keeping it 600. So along with that, that goes to our for our topic for the night, which is how good is too good when you're in a relationship or dating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
People may be sitting there asking, talking about, well, what do you mean how good is too good? Well, when I say how good is too good, it's like, have you ever been in a relationship or dating someone and have been there for them, but it seems like when your shit is fucked up, they ain't never there for you? You know what I'm saying? And things like that. Or when you need them, they're they're nowhere to be found, and this, that, and the other. But as soon as something go wrong with them, they're the first one blowing up your phone, things like that. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I need you.
Don't
I need your help.
If it's 2 o'clock
you
in
know,
the motherfucking morning. They'll be on your phone.
Don't matter if it's 4 o'clock in the morning. You know what I'm saying? Don't matter if it's 4 o'clock in the morning and they're drunk. You know what I mean?
Buddy.
And stuff like that there.
Yeah.
You know
I don't know if you saw my post, the last post I did. One of my exes, I won't say which one, but one of my exes had the audacity to call me up and just like out of the blue. I mean, no, hi, how are you? He's like, first thing he comes out of his mouth, you need to teach a class. I said, excuse me? He says, yeah, you need to teach a class. I said, on what? He's like, I said, well, wait a minute. Did you listen to the show or something? He's like, no. I said, oh, I thought you were going to tell me I need to teach a class on sex. He's like, no, that too. You can teach a class on that too. He's all, no, but you need to teach women how to be real women. And I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, these women nowadays don't know how to do shit, don't know how to cater to a man, don't know how to take care of a man, don't know. And I'm like, wow, this coming from the man that had his clothes ironed, food on the table when he came from work, back rubs, foot rubs, you know, had it all, pussy anytime he wanted, had no complaints about anything in any department, but yet still was unappreciative, and I had to, you know, give him his walking papers because, you know, he thought he was going to find something better someplace else. So now that he's, with, you know, hooked up with this, you know, lovely lady, he don't get everything that he needs. He doesn't get all his needs met. And so now it's like now he comes barking up my tree, you know, telling me if you would take me back, I'd be back in a hot second. Well, sorry, homie, you missed out. Your problem, not mine. So,
a lot of times it's too late for that, you know. I mean, when they come and it's after the fact and this, that, and the other, you know what I'm saying? You know, it's too late for that. We're looking at what, you know, just like what we were talking about these artists. We're looking at what you're doing now, what you're not, don't tell me what you're getting ready to do and everything and things like that. You look at people's actions now, you know, when you make a call or, you know, sometimes if you're in a relationship with somebody and this and the other, you're supposed to know that person and it's supposed to be like, you know, what's wrong. That's just like, you know what I'm saying, I have people who know, even you, Gina, you can call me some days and it's in the other, you can hear it in my voice or whatever. It's supposed to be like that in a relationship when you so-called say that you love somebody. When you tell somebody that you love them and this, that, and the other, it's more of an action word. You can say, I can say, yeah, I love you, and it's that and the other all day long. But if you call me and I can't even pick up the phone, or you call me and it's always, I'm at work, or no, I'm gone, or I'll be over there in a minute, or I'm this, that, and the other. I keep giving you empty promises. You know, they used to have a joke. If anybody used to watch The Great Space Coaster. Back in the day, yeah, I'm going way back in the day, and this and the other. It was a joke on there called MT. It was a character on there called MT Promises. Okay, MT Promises. Okay, that's what you call the motherfucker that's probably sitting there next to you, and this and the other. And now people are probably listening to us going, yeah, I know what they mean, and this and the other. I used to call you, I used to be there for somebody, and this and the other. And then when I call them, they not there. Or when I need them, they not there. Or, you know, the person, I call myself Dear Abby a lot. It seems like everybody wants to call me and dump their problems and, oh, especially certain women, oh, my man ain't doing this and my man ain't doing that. Well, you're calling the wrong motherfucker to tell me what your man is not doing. You know what I'm saying? And shit like that there. Women, stop calling other men, telling that man what your man is not doing. Because just like what Gina posted, what your man not doing, there's a man that will do it. You know what I'm saying? So stop posting that shit. Stop calling other men, telling them, you know, my dude, he just did the other and blah, 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 and everything. Because men, we sit back and we listen to that shit and we go, for real? Oh, yeah? What else is he ain't doing? You know what I'm saying? And things like that. Right. And by that time, you be done spilt your guts and, you so nice and you listening. No, that nigga got a pair of horns on the top of his head. He's the devil's advocate. That's why he's listening to everything. You know what I'm saying? So it's 5:29 out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. Happy Easter to everybody, you know what I'm saying? Happy 420 to all my smokers out there that's getting it in, you know what I'm saying? Happy birthday to everybody that has a birthday today. Boy, whoever was born on Easter, boy, they mama and them was, boy, y'all was doing something. She got a baby.
Well,
was
it changes.
On.
Remember, every year it changes. It's a different day. It can either be in March, it could be in April, so you just never know.
Right. So, change with the seasons, you know what I'm saying? But I know it's a lot of people out there that's going to be making some babies tonight because it's 420, you know what I'm saying, and everything. So we're going to be right back. We're going to pay some bills and this, that, and the other. We got some special guests on tonight and everything like that. We're going to have a little poetry reading and stuff like that. And we're just going to enjoy ourselves. And like I said, you know, how good is too good? When you're in a relationship, okay? I mean, you know, have you ever been in a relationship where you treat a person, I mean, you put them on that pedestal and this, that, and the other? Have you ever been in a relationship where you have a high expectation for your significant other, and that significant other lets you down because you know that they are capable of taking on the world and conquering the world? It's just that they don't even believe in themselves. So now you got to play cheerleader for their motherfucking ass, and you can do it. You can do it. You sound like the water boy. You can do it. You can do it. And this and the other and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? But when you're in a situation and it's time for you to shine, it seems like that they get their lip poked out. It seems like that they don't want to be involved. They want to be withdrawn, and you're excited about what's going on for you, and they're going, that's nice. You motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? You motherfucker, I'd have been there for your funky ass, and now your ass don't want to be there for me. So, like
right.
I said, y'all, how good is too good when it comes to a relationship, y'all? We'll be right back after this.
Hey.
What?
God, it's so funny. Daryl just hit me up, and he's out in New Mexico. He says, Easter 420, first praise, then we blaze.
Yeah,
oh
without
God.
A doubt. Without a doubt. And trust me, after this show, I'm going to try and find something to smoke. And it's that Neil, if I don't grab this girl and smoke one of her thighs or some shit like that there. So I'm definitely anxious. We'll be right back, y'all.
Oh,
having here. It's Pillow Talk Radio Show live from Las Vegas, Nevada. You know what I'm saying? That that went out to everybody that was 420 active and this, that, and the other. They anxious because I'm anxious to smoke my damn self. Big shout out to my girl. G-Spot is definitely in the building. You in the building, G-Spot?
I am in the building.
You are in the building. Okay, then. That's what we're talking about. So like we was talking earlier, you know, Gina put up a good post the other day that said basically, you know, if you don't take care of your business at home and with your mate, someone else will. There's someone else out there that will. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I've been kind of, see, I just don't know. Fat Man kind of stays in the hood. I stay right on the corner of everything. So in a little bit, we're going to go outside. We're going to go outside, and I'm going to catch some of my people. I'm going to catch some people walking by, and we're going to do, you know, Fat Man live on location out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. And we're going to get other people's opinion on our topic for the night, you know what I'm saying, and everything like that, you know. So y'all never know what we might do on here. Y'all never know what we might bring on here as a guest or anything like that, you know what I'm saying. So y'all just, you know, y'all stay tuned, because y'all don't know how Fat Man and G-Spot get down, boy. We'll throw some humdingers at your ass and this, that, the other, you know what I'm saying. So
they have no idea how we get down.
They have no damn idea whatsoever, you know what I'm saying. And just to kind of speak on the topic, you know, as far as I'm concerned, like I said, you know, it needs to be a mutual playing field, you know what I'm saying, 50-50. If someone is there for you, you need to be there for them just as much as they are there for you. Cut out all this na-na-na-na-na shit, this, you know, Well, I did this for you last time, and you didn't this, that, and the other, and blah, 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 blah. Remember when I hate when a motherfucker start off with that. Remember when I did,
yeah,
and this, that, and the other, and all that shit. Or remember when I hooked you up. No, you didn't fucking hook me up, and we was in a fucking relationship and shit like that there. You know what I'm saying? There wasn't no fucking
once
hookup.
Once you do something, that's a bunch of bullshit. Once you're in a relationship and you do something for somebody that you're in a relationship with, you know, all that kind of goes out the door. I mean, trust me, I've been screwed. I've been screwed to the fucking wall financially and other ways. But you know what? I learned my lesson. I just learned my lesson. And that's as far as it's going to go, because I'm not ever going to expect to get money back. I'm not ever going to expect to get my hurt feelings fixed or anything like that. I just got to let it go, because if you harp on that shit, it'll ruin your life. You will hold those grudges for the rest of your life. You gotta let that shit go. Just let it go, because it is not something you need for your own karma. You know what I mean?
Right.
That shit just brings you down. So just let that shit go.
Exactly. And you know, just as much that goes for men, just as much as it is, you know, for the women. You know what I'm saying? That's one thing here on Pillow Talk, we don't leave out the men, you know what I'm saying? That goes for men, too.
Mm-hmm.
If you figure that you're doing the most and everything like that, and you're not being treated right, or you're not getting that back in return, you know, that's where communication comes in at. A lot of this goes on because there's no communication. Sometimes you have to sit your mate down and say, hey, check this out, you know what I'm saying? You know, I feel like this, you know what I'm saying? Or I've been feeling like this, you know what I mean? And you have to speak up for yourself. You have to have a voice, you know. Men, women are getting more assertive day by day. They are telling us what the hell is on their mind at that point, at that time, at that moment. And it's getting to where they're going to be blunt. They're going to keep it 600, you know what I'm saying? They're going to keep it 600, so stop wearing your feelings on your sleeve and all of that shit, you know what I'm saying, and everything, and sit down and listen to her. Like we always say, listen to her instead of listening at her. You know what I mean? Because she could be saying some things, or she could be telling you some things. And usually sometimes with women, it's the small things. It's not the major shit, you know what I'm saying? It's the small things, the things of paying attention, the things of doing the the little nothings, the bringing home the Subway sandwich because she didn't feel like cooking or something like that, or, you know, or a card just because, you know, because you was in the store and things like that. I've had people, and I've got a person that does that, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, you have to give that back in return. And if you, if you don't, they'll start, you know, they'll start feeling, okay, well, I'm kind of, makes you feel like you're taking from them. A relationship is give and take, but in a relationship, in a beginning relationship, and this, that, and the other, people can take so much to where it's draining. When you got a person that you with and you tired from fucking with them and y'all ain't been fucking, it's just tired from fucking with them mentally, then that person is draining you of your youth, draining you of your health and everything else. You know what I'm saying? People got to learn how to think for themselves. People got to learn how to grow up. When you get older, you got to start thinking for yourself. A lot of this shit, life is self-explanatory if you shut the fuck up and listen. It's self-explanatory.
Amen.
A lot of shit, you know, don't get me wrong. I know I'm bad for it and this, that, and the other because I know I'll ask my girl to make a phone call, and I know I can pick up and make the phone call, and it's only going to take me 5 minutes. Sometimes it's just a simple thought of asking her, knowing that she's going to take care of it, makes you feel better, or you asking him, knowing that he's going to take care of it, makes you feel better, makes you feel more secure. Men.
Right.
So my men out there, women like to feel secure. They like to feel safe. They want to feel safe with you, that they can talk to you, tell you just about anything that's on their mind. We not going to get inside our feelings and this, that, and the other, and stick our lip out, and what the fuck you mean by that shit? You know, who the fuck told you that shit? And this, that, and the other. I know because I done it before myself. So, you know, fellas, start thinking before you speak. You know, that goes for women, too. Start thinking before you speak and things like that because, you know, words can hurt worse than hitting somebody.
Exactly. You and the words, the bruises will go away. But those knife slashes to your heart from the words, they never go away. And you'll always remember them.
Exactly, exactly. So we have to watch how we treat people, how we do people, you know what I'm saying, what we say to people. Like Gina just said, Las Vegas is small, very small. It's large, but people don't know Las Vegas going a complete circle. And if you know somebody in the entertainment business, then you basically know everybody. If you know somebody in the music business, you're basically going to know everybody. In the promoters business, it's any other. We're in the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada. Okay? We get to see everybody. We run into everybody. That's why I tell people, when you're talking crazy on Facebook, remember what you say because you're going to see me again.
Mm-hmm.
Don't think that you're not going to see me. When you out and on, you know, you coming from somewhere else or a whole other state or something like that and this, that, and the other, watch what you do because it will catch up with your ass. Watch what you say to people. Watch how you treat people. You know what I'm saying? Watch what you do because someone is watching you when you think ain't nobody watching you. You know what I'm saying? And everything like that. You know, you see what's going on right now with Mimi and old boy with the sex tape and everything like that. That's how quick shit can go viral on your ass when you fuck over the wrong woman, fuck over the wrong man or anything like that and this and the other. A woman can put some shit out on your ass that will go viral and shit. You know what I'm saying? I know. Women will put shit out on a motherfucker's ass and shit.
It's funny that you say that because
what's some of the names y'all have for niggas with little dicks? Little John, what you call it? Little John, little itty bitty man, whatever. Little who? Little Bill. So all you little Bills out there, y'all make sure y'all stay on point because a woman will talk about your ass. You know what I'm saying? If you're not rising to the occasion like you should, she will talk about your ass to her girlfriends and this, that, and the other, and they're going to have drinks.
And that's what I was just going to say. My girlfriends and I have sat down, and we have talked about this shit, especially when it comes to guys that do women dirty. And we're like, maybe we should just create a website where we can post the guy's picture, what his felony record against women are. And, you know, just put him on blast, you know, because it's you know, if this motherfucker going to do it to you, he going to do it to you, to you.
He's going to do it to you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So this is why. So this is why next month we're going to implement a new segment to the show called the Buster Report. If you know a buster, a deadbeat dad, motherfucker who been cheating, motherfucker who been trying to play two in between the middle and this, that, and the other, we're put his ass on blast. We're going to put him on the Buster Report. We're going to put him on the Buster Report. We're going to talk about his ass or her ass or their asses, you know what I'm saying, until times get better. This could be a group of people. It just don't have to be one person. This could be a group of people.
We're going to have to get fucking bulletproof vests, homie. We're just going to have to get some fucking bulletproof vests because we know too much shit about too many damn people.
Yes, we do. Why? Because we're the Dear Abbeys of the BBW community.
Right?
Everybody want to come talk to G-Spot or Fat Man, and we sit there looking at these motherfuckers like, do you know who you really fucking talking to and this, that, and the other and shit? That's what I tell people. Do you know who you're talking to? You're talking to a motherfucker who is in media. I work for newspapers, magazines, this, that, and the other. I do radio shows. Do you know I will put your ass on blast all the way out there to Birmingham, UK? Big shout out to my man out there, my man Vargas Ali. They'll know about your shit all the way in Germany fucking with me. You know what I'm saying? So y'all need to be careful. But, yeah, starting next month, we're going to implement the Buster Report. You know what I'm saying? So if y'all know a buster or you've been dealing with a buster or something like that, you know what I'm saying, or just an old wild motherfucker and shit, you know what I'm saying?
I think we might lose a few callers.
Hey, you know what? We done already lost a few, so it's all good and everything. You know when we get on certain topics like size matters, this, that, and the other, fashion, hell no, people just start jumping off the damn line and this, that, and the other. They jump off the phone line and listen through the computer. Then when they figure it's safe in the second hour, then they'll start logging back on and shit like that. We know who you are. I sit here and I see you. I can call out area codes and everything. I know who you are. You disappear for 5-10 minutes and then you come back and shit. You know what I'm saying? So listen, like I said, we got a lot of stuff going on. We're going to be coming back with we got some poets doing some spoken word today. We're going to do something a little different, y'all. We're going to give y'all some spoken word, some sexy and hot and steamy spoken word and everything. You know what I'm saying? But we're going to pay the bills first, and when we come back, Fat Man is going to be on the street talking to strangers about stranger danger. We're
going
to be talking to strangers about how good is too good when you're in a relationship or dating. You know what I'm saying? Somebody need to call. See, that's what I'm saying. We got these topics, and nobody never call in and speak on the topic. They want to listen. It's like,
They're scared.
Yeah, they did. Let me see what they talking about this week. Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Fuck around. Better hope we don't be talking about your ass this week and this, that, and the other and shit. You know what I'm saying? Motherfucker just laying back in the cut like, they don't see me. Like, you know, like a roach up on the wall. I'm just going to stand still. He ain't seeing me. No, I see your ass. I see you and you and everything like that. Y'all, we're going to be right back with more Pillow Talk Radio and Fat Man and G-Spot right after this, y'all.
Champagne. Get up early, tell the bitch to give brain. teeth with champagne. Then brush my teeth with champagne. Then brush my teeth with champagne.
We met at the club. I fucked her to five. She swam in the pool. I smoked in the spa. Bel Air, we ball. You robbing Peter for Paul. Gotta keep it in dolls when killers sleep in your yard. I get it so fast on your sensitive ass. I'm up in the function, young nigga tipping his glass. My jacket expensive, it's made out of lizard. I fuck with he farted, that nigga been by this business. We going million for million. OG giving me game. BS all in my Cuban. Sprinkle me, man. Fuck boy, been real. Big money, straight body, double M, E40, rosé, straight water.
Get up early, tell the bitch to give brain. Then brush my teeth with champagne. Then brush my teeth with champagne. Then brush my teeth with champagne. Get up early, tell the bitch to give brain. Then brush my teeth with champagne. Then brush my teeth with champagne. Then brush my teeth with champagne.
My gold chain big like a monument. Music hella loud like an argument. Fire head like a golf tournament. Hang it on the tree like an ornament. And I put that on my gap. 30R6 with the guitar strap. Push your face back like a plastic surgeon. Put you out of business like Mervin. Bitch blowing kisses. Flirt. He's off his baby lotion. Jerkin. If you're satisfying that botch, you ain't gotta pacify that botch. Take the training wheels off.
Take the training wheels off.
I'm never on time. I'm the last numeral. Probably gonna be late for my own funeral. Never been a square. Never been a cubicle. Used to sell drugs like a pharmaceutical. Got the green thumb. Put it down the middle. Put it in my lungs.
Get up early. Tell the bitch to give brain. Then brush my teeth with champagne. Then brush my teeth with champagne. Then brush my teeth with champagne. Get up early, tell the bitch to give brain. Then brush my teeth with champagne. Then brush my teeth with champagne. Then brush my teeth with champagne.
I have on point, I'm filled. That's that free throw. They said I burned my bridge. Cop speedboat. Young nigga ballin'. Fuck niggas don't like it. Got your bitch in the air. Legs crossed like Mike. Man, I brush my teeth with champagne. Fuck your bitch wearing every chain. Big bite Chuck Phillip A. Lane. Got that D like Gary Payne. California, yeah. Coke boys out here. Can't you see I'm hot? Stop talking in my ear. Swag than T, diamonds than Cleet. I make 10 mil, had me hot for 10 weeks. Stepping on it, gripping on it, whipping on that phone. Now I'm beating on it.
Get the fat man back up in the air, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Welcome to Pillow Talk Radio. That was my people's E40 and this and the other. You know what I'm saying? Wake up in the morning, brush my teeth with champagne. I ain't never really brushed my teeth with champagne. I probably brushed my teeth with some camo. It's an old English and this and the other. I don't know about no champagne. But she spots you in the building.
I am. I'm here.
You are in the building? All right, then, y'all. This is a segment of my show where I tell you, we about to go out here and hit the street, get some personal insight on what's going on out here and everything. You know what I'm saying? I got my people sitting here at the table. So we're gonna sit here and ask this question. Turn that shit down, please. Turn it off.
Player.
So check this out. We sitting here with my homeboy, you know, one of my neighbors and everything like that. You know what I mean, man? We live out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. Of course, we're on the corner of Swinson and Twain over here in the hood. You know what I'm saying? What's going on, player?
What's the deal, man?
Yeah, shit. We over here. Y'all over here. It's all good. Y'all make some motherfucking noise. It's all good. Shit. You know what I'm saying? We over here. It's 420. So listen, check this out. This is Pillow Talk Radio. We live in effect. The question of the evening is, all right, fellas, y'all hear me. The question of the evening is, how good is too good when it comes to being in a relationship or dating? Now, you may go, well, what you mean by that? How, when I say how good is too good, how good will you treat the person? You treat your significant other. How much are you there for them? What you got to say?
Everything should just be based on the 50-50 aspect. You know what I mean? Like, shit, you do for me what I do for you. You know, shit, you want something? You know what I mean? You got to be real about the situation. You feel me?
Well, you know what I mean? Like, listen here, man. You know, I mean, I think when you being too good to her, you know what I'm saying, and she treats you like shit, it's only so much you can take, you know what
I'm saying?
And that's just being a about any situation, it's only so much you can take, you know what I'm saying? And
hold on. Gina, what'd you say?
I said amen. That's right. That's what it is. When you treat somebody well and they treat you like shit. Exactly.
Yeah. So you can't really take, you know, much of that shit, and it's only so much you can deal with before something bad happens. So you want to get out of the relationship, you know? And it's like, not saying it's 100,000 motherfuckers in the world. You understand what I'm saying?
That's true.
So
Come here. Hold on, we got somebody else. What
was she talking about in the first place?
Well, we talking about how good is too good when it comes to a relationship.
First of all, it's never too good about who is good. It's about the person that's in yourself. Because the person that's self is going to do so bad, but he wants so good.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying?
All right.
Sweetheart, I know you hear me, baby. For real. I know you hear me. Sweetheart, I know you hear me. It's a minute.
I think I could have been smoking a little too much today.
Yeah, I can't.
It's all good. We out here doing it real big. Y'all already know how to fat man get down. You know what I'm saying? Pillow Talk Radio. Boy, y'all know I like coming out here fucking with drunk motherfuckers on a Sunday and everything. You know what I'm saying? So he got on the phone and didn't even know what the fuck he was talking about and shit. He was just like. It's good when it's not too good, because it's good, and it's like, you, I wanted to say, shut
the fuck up, man. I think he smoked a little too much.
they're out there drinking Amsterdam, so I figured I'd go ask some drunk motherfuckers. You know, drinking Amsterdam out here in Las Vegas, Nevada, 80 degrees outside. Yeah, those are the people that I want to talk to. You know what I'm saying? So, listen.
We need to take this shit out on the strip is what we need to do.
Say what?
I said we need to take this shit out on the strip is what we need to do.
Yes, we do. Yeah. Y'all stay tuned for that. We will be doing live remotes on the strip, and we will be asking people questions at random. I am the wrong person to put a microphone in the hand and say, here, ask this person a question. I will ask your mama the most embarrassing question and stand the other and watch her turn red. Because this is what I do. This is what we say. We are in media. Watch what you say to us. Watch what you do. Watch how you treat us the whole night. Because we can easily put somebody on blast. Just like I did out there. I could do it anywhere, you know what I'm saying? But right now, I know Gina, you were telling me that we have some spoken word artists coming in.
You know what? In LVPPW, I came across this very nice-looking young man who would post poetry on our page, and some of it is so in-depth that you really have to read it sometimes two or three times to get the full effect of it. This man is very talented, and it's been a pleasure to, you know, read what he has posted, and I look forward to seeing more stuff that he posts. You know, this man has cheated death 5 times.
Okay.
He has suffered 3 strokes, and even though he has, you know, this condition that he deals with on a daily basis and living in pain and his ailments and whatnot, this man never stands down and just, you know, praises God for, you know, blessing him with another day. So, you know, he's inspired me as well, you know, to maybe dig into my, you know, my little bit of poetry that I've written in the past, and maybe, you know, something I might want to do, you know. He's an inspiration. He's an inspiration. And
G-Spot's Poetry Corner. That's going to be the next show on Blog Talk and this,
well,
and the other.
Well,
you know what
one
I'm
of
saying?
These days I'll read you my poetry, and trust me, it's not all flowers. It's very erotic.
I'm looking forward to it, sweetie. I'm pretty sure it's just like what would they call it? The pussy poets or whatever. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
You know, they had some crazy poetry and this and the other about their nana and everything and how precious their nana is and how they don't want to give it away and they want to keep it and they want to make sure it's preserved and all of that. You know what I'm saying? I was asked to go on tour with them. I just didn't know that I had to pay for all of my plane tickets to tour with them and shit like that there. So I kind of turned that down. I'm like, no, we can't charge it to the pussy. Then I can't go and everything. You know what I'm saying? So I can't go. So listen, we about to, what's the man, young man's name?
His name is Ed Matthews.
Ed Matthews. Okay. So we about to bring in my man, Ed Matthews right now. And this, any other Ed, you in the building?
I'm in the building. How y'all doing today? Happy Easter.
Hey,
happy
what's going on, man? Happy Easter to you.
So,
how's
Ed,
your Easter been going on?
It has been going great, and you and I had a little bit of a conversation before the show, and I told you that I was really excited to have you on the show. You know, you're an inspiration.
I greatly appreciate it.
So definitely we want to hear what you have to say. So before we get started and listen to your reading of your poetry, I would like to know a little bit more about you. You know, where do you reside? What do you do? You know, what are your aspirations? What's going on with you?
You know, I was born and raised California bred, South Central Long Beach area. I've been
back and forth from the
L.A. County area to the Inland Empire area for like the past 17 years. Back and forth. I've been divorced for about 3.5 years. And I just, you know, been finding self again. I used to write a whole lot, but when I was married, I didn't write so much. Because it was unappreciated. I would write poetry for my ex-wife, and she just wouldn't appreciate it. So I had stopped writing for a while, and then once I went through my separation and went through my divorce, it was like God gave it back to me again.
And my poetry
is a way for me to reach out to people. You know, I make love poetry. I make violent poetry. I mean, anything nature of aspects of life that you can think about, I write about. Because I've experienced it all. You know, I didn't gang bang. I didn't sold dope. You know, I didn't been stabbed. I didn't been shot. So it's different variables of life that people need to be thankful for. For me to be 34, I'll be 35 November this year. I'm a Sag. Shout out to Team Sag. You feel me?
You feel me?
Oh, Fat Man, you a Sag?
Yes, I am. December 20th.
Oh, man, you feel me? Sagittarius.
Yeah, exactly. Sagittarius. So, we only going to take so much shit.
Hey, you feel me? And, you know, you only going to burn me once. I give you that first chance, just like on the topic that, you know, not to go off what we're talking about by myself, but the topic y'all got for tonight. You know,
right.
too good is when a person don't appreciate what you're doing.
Right.
You know, when you don't feel appreciated no more, that means you didn't do too much. You too good for that person if they're not appreciating you for who you are.
Amen.
If they're not appreciating you for you, then you shouldn't even be in that situation.
Right.
Yes.
You selling yourself a dream if that person is if you're gonna be with that person because they not appreciate you for you. They want to mold you to something that you're not. Which if you change yourself, you're not being real with self if you changing who you are.
Right.
So at the end of the day, you gotta love self and love who you are before you worry about somebody else trying to love you.
Right.
But anyway, you know, like I was saying, you know, I didn't did it all. You know, I was a scholar student. Even though I did my dirt in the streets, I still was a scholar student. I graduated from high school with a 3.85 GPA. You know, I got an associate's degree in criminal justice, but criminal justice is not where I want to be. I want to help children. I want to help the youth, because I feel like our youth is where we need to reach. They're going to be the ones that take care of us in the end. So if we get to them now to show them that the right way to live life, that means our lives to be longer. But if we don't get to them now, and you know, the world become some, look at the, what's the, is that the sun? The sun of, is that Japan or North Korea or whatever it is? He the sun, right? He the sun of the dude that used to rule North Korea or South Korea, wherever it is.
Right.
So, but you know, look how he was raised. If he was raised in a way to respect life, he would have a totally different outlook on his choices that he makes being the ruler over there. But by him being raised spoiled, and not appreciating life, he feel like, hey, man, fuck life. I don't give a fuck about you fuckers. As long as I get my money, I'm good.
Right.
Which is not the right way to live. Like, hey, fat man, I talked to G-Spot earlier, and I was letting her know, you know, if we all love one another and stop hating so much, the world be a better place to live in.
That is so true.
You feel me? You got to
say that again, bro. I don't think they heard you.
If we stop hating so much and love one another, the world will be a better place to live in. As you can see, I said the world. I'm not talking about your community. I'm not talking about your area. I'm talking about the world in general. Money is the root of all evil. And that's it seems like that's what everybody is worried about, money, 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 money. When you worried about money, hey, the devil going to intercept everything that you got in front of your face when you worried about money.
Right. And there's so many people out there that money comes first before anything, before their own health, before their own families, before anything. It's they're so consumed with the money.
You got to understand that's the way society is programmed. The society is programmed to depend on certain things and things like that there. And the way they do it is subliminally, while we sit here and watch TV, just like they send, you know, just like they send whoppers across the TV and this, that, and the other subliminally and make me hungry. So then I want to go to Burger King and get the double whoppers for
$5. And get the whopper that don't look like the one that you've seen on TV.
Exactly. It's all sweaty and small and this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, damn, this is all I get in a whopper? You know what I mean? And everything. But they got me subliminally, you know.
Exactly. But do you know that's where us, you know, us in the age group, like I'm 34. Fat man, I don't know how old you are, but I know
I'm
the 42. Age bracket. Gina in. Okay. Now, see, I grew up with your age bracket. So it's like if I know dudes your age that's still out here telling young dudes still gangbang, still selling. Oh, here go this rock. Go get that for me. I know dudes still doing it, and it's like, how do you not want somebody to live better?
Right.
If me, fat man, and G-Spot, we all prosper, that means we helping other people prosper. It's not just us prospering. We try to, and see, that's my whole goal. My whole goal with my poetry, I do music as well. I sing, I write, I produce. I do the mixing engineering. I'm starting my own label right now called Made Chosen Music, Precision Entertainment. I also DJ.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
So like I say, I have a degree in criminal justice, but that wasn't where God wanted me to be. Entertainment, entertainment media is more so where I need to be, because my words, my inspiration is where the media needs it. I feel like the media needs it. You know, entertainment needs it because it's real. It's from the heart. It's not no watered down shit. It's authentic. Everything I write is fresh. You know, I don't never go back to something I've written before, because God has blessed me with a talent to just write off the bat.
Mm-hmm.
So you can tell me write about a trash can. And you know what? I can write about the beauty of a trash can when you tell me about a trash can, instead of telling you the dirt about the trash can. But then I can metaphorically put a trash can and the dirt of your life inside of that trash can.
Right.
Yep.
Okay.
All that, then let's do it. Let's do it.
Okay.
Tell
well, yeah,
them,
yeah.
Read,
yeah.
read
yeah,
me
yeah.
that poem that you posted,
yeah.
because I
okay,
absolutely
I'm a,
love
I'm
it.
A re- I'm going to read you this poem that I wrote. Hey, Fat Man, I posted this on Facebook. I posted it in the LPPW group, you feel me?
Okay.
And it goes
okay.
like this. Y'all ready?
Yeah.
Brace yourself. Brace yourself. Hey, fat man, you might have to go get you some magnums after this one. Don't be trying to steal my stuff neither. Hey.
They don't fit, bro. They don't fit. But we gonna keep it moving anyway.
Here we go. I want to make love to your imagination and live inside your mind. I want to steal your time and rewind each moment we spend together. I want to take my time and satisfy what keeps you smiling, remembering your grin before the smile is created, adoring the beauty of your eyes, making love to my lips as I watch you stare closely before you steal a kiss. I want to be the party that you have with your girls, except you wouldn't have to leave because we could party all night. Fighting against time because I want to keep you to myself. Enjoying the wealth of your presence, not paying attention to the fact that your absence is near. I want to hear all your moans, screams, and sounds of lovemaking. The shaking your legs provide to your brain from me doing things I've been wanting to do has an effect on how your body starts to twitch. Now it's time to switch, and you tell me what you want to do to me. You know, and that's just, you know, what how I feel. If I'm feeling a certain type of way, and that's how I express it, fat man. You feel me?
Okay. So your thing is, so you're, so I would take it that you're a very big stickler on communication.
I am. You know what? That my divorce was big on communication.
Okay.
No, I am very communicative, and you know they say life is a learning process. A life is a learning process. So if you don't learn from what life is giving you, then you're gonna keep running into the same stagnant stuff that you've been used to.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going backwards. I'm trying to go forward. So communication is a big key. If you don't have communication. Those two things are vital in any relationship in life, no matter if it's your friendship, no matter if it's your employment, because an employer has to trust you and communicate with you in order to hire your ass. So in any relationship in life, trust and communication has to be there because they got to trust your black ass or whatever nationality you is in order to hire you. So at the end of the day, that's what the application process is for. Regardless if you score high or not, that employer still got to feel like in the back of their mind, yeah, this motherfucker scored high, but can we really trust this motherfucker? Excuse my language, but, you know, I mean, I'm expressive when I express myself. Foul language sort of comes out, even though
that's
I'm highly
intelligent.
That's
okay, sweetheart. I understand.
You know, so,
we're on the Internet. We can say whatever the fuck we want to say.
For sure. So I'm big. You know, so, you know, you have these people who feel like, oh, I deserve this job. They didn't hire me because of this. Well, just because you feel like you deserve this job don't mean this employer trusts your ass enough to hire you.
Right.
They may have seen something or just didn't want to hire you. But then, just like a friendship, if you claim you my friend, I got to be able to trust and communicate with you any way possible if you my friend.
Right. You and I had a conversation, you know, that you are currently – you have a health condition. You've seen death 5 times.
Three strokes, flatline five times. God is good.
Yes, he is. And so, you know, my conversation with you was, so what are you doing? You can't work. You're physically ill. You can't do much. So you said you were going to be starting you want to start an organization. You want to help excel and to be able to become part of the working force, you know, somebody that will hire them. And so, you know, how can people help you and your upcoming venue or your upcoming ventures? How can anybody, where can they find you to read more of your poetry and to get involved with everything that you're doing?
My name, you can add me on Facebook. My name is Edward Matthews. Edward is E-D-W-A-R-D. Matthews is M-A-T-T-H-E-W-S on Facebook. Tonight I'm going to create a Fund Me Fund where you can donate to the fund. You just go on and, as a matter of fact, tonight I'll post the Fund Me on my Facebook as well.
Did you say a Fund Me Fund?
Fund Me?
Yeah.
Hey, Batman, they really have a site called Fund Me.
Yeah,
wow.
I want one of them too.
Should
I need some
fund.org. Fundme.org. And
you know,
if you have a foundation or you need support, you can create an account and people can donate to your your account on Fund Me. So
yes.
I'm going to create that tonight, and then you can add me on Facebook. Like I say, Edward Matthews, EDWARDMATTHEWS. You can see all my poetry on there. Like I say, I'm starting a label. It's called Made Chosen Music, Precision Entertainment. Made. The reason why it's called Made Chosen is because Made is my initials backwards. My name is Edward Damian Amar Matthews, and it's Made backwards. So, that was the way God created that. And then Chosen, I just feel like I'm chosen to do certain things in life that others aren't.
My brother, you are.
You know, precision, everybody, is nothing is perfect. If everybody understand that nothing is perfect in life, but you can try to be as precise as possible, then it'll be a better place. You feel me? You got people in dream world thinking that life is perfect. Life is not perfect, because if life was perfect, we wouldn't have Easter today.
Right.
Right.
Well, we thank
right.
you so yeah. much for calling, and we appreciate your time, and we look forward to seeing more of your poetry, and, you know, just stay blessed and keep them coming.
I appreciate you guys having me on the show. Anytime y'all need me on the show, any poetry topic y'all need me to write about, just let me know. I'll create a poet. Matter of fact, I might write something right now to the topic that's tonight.
Okay.
There you go. We'll look forward tomorrow on Facebook.
And you know, you'll see it. You'll see it in the group on Facebook.
There you go.
That's what's up. We appreciate you coming on, bro, because you just gave me some inspiration to put her legs behind her head and make her wet the bed, if you know what I'm saying. You know what I mean? So on that note, y'all, we're going to pay some bills, and we'll be right back with Pillow Talk Radio. Woo!
Get a sound to your body. Drip, drip, drip. As I kick most at the lip, lip, lip. Get a sound to your body. Drip, drip, drip. As I kick most at the lip, lip, lip.
I ain't afraid to drown. If that means I'm deep up in your ocean. Yeah. Girl, I'll drink you down. Sipping on your body all night. I just wanna take your legs and wrap around. Girl, you coming right now. That feeling, your heartbeat, girl. Swimming all in your sea, and you putting all over me. Bring it forward, don't you run, run. I don't want to be a minute man. Maybe you're just like a storm raining on me. Girl, you're soaking wet. About to get inside your mental, bend your back like it's limbo. I'ma make you feel like an info tonight. Oh, you're mine, baby girl. Oh, anytime you want it, I'm ready and willing, girl, to give it. I start to look in your body, you go to trembling. Flip it around, girl, let me get it from the side. And can I visit all the spots you like? Your neck, your back, your sexy lips, booty inside. I don't want to be a minute man. Maybe you're just like a storm raining on me. Girl, you're soaking wet.
Yeah. get together, you can tell as soon as I approach ya. When you feeling up tight, get it right, don't fight. Lighten up like Sammy Sosa. Women call me the super soaker, and I'ma soak your bed to death. How long can you hold your breath? Asthma attacking, waking up wondering what happened, making me high like Tony Braxton. You can't deny you wanna break my back in. Two, what you wanna do? Look at you with your birthday suit, 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 suit. The forecast said it's cloudy tonight, and I'ma have your body like. About to get baptized, baby. Hurricane Lewis. Ain't no way you can weather this storm.
You got the fat man up in here. That's Pillow Talk Radio. That's my man Luda and Chris Brown. I'm gonna make you wet the bed, girl. I'll take your legs and put them behind your head. I'm gonna make you wet the bed. And that's the honest to God truth. Big shout out to everybody that's listening. You know what I'm saying? G Spot, you definitely in the building right now.
I am right here.
You are right there. Okay then, baby, just stay right there. Don't move. Just stay right there. Pose for me. Everything just slightly bend you, just slightly
shoot,
bend
I
forward.
I thought I was gonna need me some smelling salts after that shit. Damn.
Yeah,
I'm just sitting here fanning myself.
Look, you big girls are flexible. I've seen y'all put y'all legs behind y'all head before.
Ooh, baby, you don't even know.
You know what I'm saying? Uh-oh. Yasmin says she still can. So y'all already know what type of shit I'm about to get into. About to get into some straight up.
Turn that shit up.
Without a doubt, boy. You ever took a woman's, well, I guess you probably never, but fellas, you ever took a woman's legs and put them back behind her head to where her feet is touching the wall?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's called tap that ass. That's what it's called. And it's, you know, or in other words, for the people on the East Coast, bust that ass. So, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's different terminology for where we at, you know what I'm saying? But right now, we got another spoken word artist about to come on, and it's a female, and she's going to bless us with some spoken word. I want to hear what she has to say, you know what I'm saying, and everything. So
I am assuming that this is Miss Asian Persuasion from Arizona.
Okay, Asian Persuasion from Arizona. Are you in the building? Is this Miss Asian Persuasion?
Yes, I am.
Really? Are you really Asian?
I'm really Asian, Japanese.
Oh, shit. Slooky, slooky. Thank you, Noble-san, and everything like that. You know, are you
right?
Asian? And what, you got a little sister in you? You got a little black in you?
I don't got no black in me, but everybody say I'm black by injection. So there you go.
Oh, cookie. That's all right, though. That's all right. I don't discriminate. You know what I'm saying? I've been looking for something
now,
overseas.
Now let me say something before our little Asian friend, recites her poetry. We have become very good friends due to the fact that we were burned by the same man. We got rid of the garbage, and now we're friends. So,
yes,
Asian Persuasion is going to, say her little poetry piece there, and let us know what
okay.
she's all about.
Well, so that's how y'all met through someone mutual that
right.
y'all both knew. And, y'all said that at the same time. What are y'all, the Doublemint Twins or some shit? What the fuck? Y'all said that.
We both Scorpios, so you already know what it is.
whoever he is, I feel sorry for him because it's like, you know, that's like y'all done linked up like Voltron and shit and this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying, fellas? So watch who you talk to, what you say, what you telling somebody else and shit like that, because it'll come back and slap your ass in the face and this,
absolutely,
that, and the other.
Absolutely.
Right here on
Google
Talk.
Especially when you're
talking
with two Scorpio women.
For real.
Oh, damn.
What you put in this earth is what you get out. And if you say a bunch of bullshit and lies, it's going to come back to you, whether it's
mm-mm.
through family, friends, whatever. It's going to come back, for real.
Mm-mm. Mm-hmm. Uh-oh.
All right, sister, well, let us have it.
Go ahead.
This is graphic, Gina. Is it okay? Because I'm not, I don't pull no punches on my poetry.
Honey, this
all
is
right.
Internet radio, so there you go.
Okay. This poem is called Pussy Flex Sign. And this
wait,
is for every man that fucks over a chick. That's
what is it called?
Pussy Flex Sign. And there's a
way
to do it. It's called Pussy Flex Sign.
Okay.
And there's a way to do that. You hold your middle finger up. I want everybody to do this. Hold your middle finger up in front of you. And
okay.
then turn it to the left all the way around and then push it up. That's the pussy flex sign.
Wow, I did that shit too. Really? I got to play with it a little
That's
differently.
That's really what it is. So when the females are in the club and they see that motherfucker that did them wrong, they just do that to their girls so they know.
Uh-oh. Okay. All right.
So here we go.
This is a new sign other than Clifford and Blood and shit, y'all. This is pussy banging.
This is the real shit. Scorpios don't pull no punches, so this is the real shit.
Go ahead, baby.
Okay, here we go. I'm going to just say this and get this off my chest.
Okay.
Wet is what you felt between my thighs, fingers in and out, in and out. White is the tip of it. Pink are your parted pussy lips. Deep is how you draw me in. Hard is how you become with my tongue all over your dick, moving it round and round, round and round, making you clench the bed. Ooh, up and down on your head. Now I'm deep throating you all in my mouth, and you moaning now. Oh, stop, you say? Oh, no, you can't come yet. You a man, right? You want to dip deep in my pussy tonight? You want to make me come? But I'm not done. I push your ass back on the bed. That's right. I'm the head bitch in charge. You got it twisted. The late night phone calls, the bullshit you pull, the internet bitches. Yeah, I know. The other hoes you got, I'm with my boys till 2 a.m. and I'm at the studio working all night. The sorry, baby, I didn't get your voicemail or your text. My battery went dead. Now your dick is in my jail. You want to fuck with me and think you can get over? You ain't got no bail. I got something for you. I push your hardness inside me. I'm moving my hips, putting your fingers in my mouth, sucking and licking. Ooh, is it good to you, baby? You are speechless. Then I lift up my white cum all over your chocolate dick. I move myself down. I lift myself up on top of you and lick my wetness off of you. And then I take you all in my mouth, turn my tongue from the tip to the bottom of that spot where you just don't know what to do. Oh, yeah, ladies, you know men got a G-spot too. So now you are weak, and I'm about to take you deep. Deep into my world of hurt and pain. Nights I worried, thought I was insane. Nights you said you were at work, fucking someone else. Like I never existed. You made me into who I am. Behind every scandalous motherfucker, stands a woman playing the fool, wanting to believe what you say ain't true. Both tables are about to turn tonight, and I'm about to take flight. Ooh, my pussy's so wet, and all of you in my mouth about to come, and you think I'm going to swallow? Nah, sorry, motherfucker. You spent your pussy check. Your overdraft fees is what you incurred. You wasted my time. Your bill is long overdue. So I take my last stroke, do my last wet lick, and I smile. putting my fingers in my pussy. You lying to me. Your words don't mean shit to me because you just a motherfucking liar. As I move my fingers in and out, my own cum is splashing all over your shriveled up dick. You know I'm the head bitch in charge. You thought you had something over me. I can do this shit all by myself. How does it feel not to exist? And you think of me when you fucking that other bitch? Oh, my pussy is so wet and pink lips. And just a memo.
Uh-oh. Hello. Uh-oh. We lost the call. We lost the call. I guess she was coming too much and this, that, and the other. And then her pussy was so wet and the pink lips. This, that, and the other. And no, motherfucker, you're not coming and I'm not swallowing and this, that, and the other. Boy, whoever the fuck she's talking about, he should feel bad because what is this? This is open season on little dick niggas? I mean, because y'all just been going in on niggas with little dicks today and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? So I feel sorry about who the fuck she's talking about and this, that, and the other because obviously old boy couldn't carry the weight. Well, obviously, he wasn't hitting the spot. Oh, he wasn't hitting the G-spot.
He ain't hitting the G-spot no more, that's for sure.
Let me slap my hat. I'm a bad boy. We going to a commercial break, y'all. You know what I'm saying? This goes out to Asia Persuasion. You know what I'm saying? We got that good dick. You know what I mean?
Push it in division, baby. Dollar sign. That good dick, girl. I already know that I'm shit, girl. And if I fuck with you, then you shit too. Girl, stop playing with that shit, dude. Dollar sign pushing the label, baby. The whole team been getting paper, baby. Presidential rollies in them red bottoms. Anything decent, bitch, you know I got it. You know I got it where the ladies at. Got some good pussy, baby. Say yeah, yeah. Say yeah, yeah. If it tastes like water, let me hear you holler. In the club with the homies popping all the
going to the bar. Girl, you fucking with a star. I like the way you wearing that skirt. Gone, let a nigga go to work. Go to work.
Girl, I give you that good dick. Girl, I give you that good dick. Fuck with me and get some good dick. Girl, I give you that good dick. Fuck around, fuck around. Good dick. Girl, I give you that good dick. You gon' fuck around and get some good dick.
That good.
Girl, I give you that good dick. Fuck around.
And I put that on the hood.
On the hood.
I'ma give it to you good.
Good.
I'ma do it like you should.
Like you should.
Say that pussy death bro, call me should.
Ha!
Run it then beat it up.
Beat it
let
up.
You feel it in your stomach then eat it up. Up.
Eat it up.
And it ain't no keeping up.
Wow.
She ain't hitting her, no thing deep enough.
Ha.
I go deeper,
deeper.
$1 million man, it's the sleeper.
Sleeper.
$1 million dream, you, me, and my Mercedes, girl. So when I scoop you, baby girl,
we ain't going to the bar.
Nah,
girl, you fucking with a star.
Nah.
I like the way you wearing that skirt.
That skirt.
Gone, let a nigga go to work.
Go to work.
Go to work.
Girl,
go
to work.
I give you that good dick. Girl, I give you that good dick. Fuck with me and get some good dick. Girl, I give you that good dick. Fuck around, fuck around. Good dick. Girl, I give you that good dick. You gon' fuck around and get some good dick.
That good.
Girl, I give you that good dick. Fuck around, fuck around.
Hey, we could get it in the booth
right here.
Hey, or we could take it to the coupe.
To the coupe.
We could do it on the five or the deuce. When I'm in it, had little mama screaming out woo. We could get it in the pool
right here.
Or we could take it to the cool.
To the cool.
We could do it on the five of the deuce. Go to war on that pussy. Better call it truce. That's the truth. Truthfully, you never had better. SCX is why disease like the last
why
letter. Then I mash like potatoes. I'm a casket.
Get it.
Baby glass never left.
And we ain't going to the bar. Girl, you fucking with a star. I like the way you wearing that skirt. Gone, let a nigga go to work. Go to work.
Girl, I give you that good dick. Girl, I give you that good dick. Fuck with me and get some good dick. Girl, I give you that good dick. Fuck around, fuck around. Good dick. Girl, I give you that good dick. You gon' fuck around and get some good dick. Girl, I give you that good dick. Fuck around, fuck around.
saying, y'all? That's that good dick, you know what I'm saying? We was chilling with the Asian Persuasion, you know what I'm saying? We're going to see if she's back on the line and everything. Asian, you there?
Yeah, I think I am. I don't know what the fuck happened.
you got too hot over there, girl. You got too hot over there. Your fingers got to move it and hit the wrong button and shit. You know what I'm saying?
It's all good.
We was waiting. Hell, you had me over here. I think I'm moist and shit. you got me over here moist and carrying on and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, whoever you talking about, woo, boy, I feel sorry for him and this, that, and the other, because you was like, nah, you can't come in my mouth and I ain't swallowing, motherfucker, and this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, I'm going to play with my own pussy and make my own self come. You little dick nigga. What is up with these little dick niggas? Making all this noise and shit. You come, little dick niggas come in the room like O.J. Simpson coming in trying to get his memorabilia. What the fuck going on up in here and this, that, and the other and shit. You know what I'm saying? It's like, a little ass the fuck up out of here and everything. So, I don't know. Do you have another one?
Man, I don't. I haven't done my open mic in a minute, and that's what I missed out in fucking with him is I stopped doing open mic. And so now I'm going to be back in it. Me and Gina are going to collaborate. I really admire Gina. She done a lot. She does a lot.
You say you and Gina coming out with a mixtape.
That isn't the first time it's been asked.
Y'all coming out with a poetry mixtape that's just going to be about
Gina. I like to hear Gina's shit because I know it's just as hard.
Yeah, we're going to have to get Gina to. We're going to have to get Gina to come out of her bag and this, that, and the other, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, hell, I know she done been on, I know Gina done been on some adventures. She's just holding back and everything. So, you know what I'm saying? So everybody, next Sunday who has poetry, next Sunday is going
to
be poetry Sunday. We're going to let people call in and talk about their pussies, talk about their dicks. If your dick is small, don't call in and shit. But if you got a big dick, call in. To match up with all this wet pussy we got on the radio and shit like that there.
Right?
You know what I'm saying and everything. You know what I mean? So let's try and make next Sunday, you know, Poetry Sunday. We want Persuasion Asian to come back and everything. We want, Asian Persuasion. See, Persuasion Asian, you got me fucked up in the head already and this, that, and the other. you know what I'm saying? What's the other guy's name that was on earlier, Gina?
Ed Matthews.
Ed, big shout out to my man Ed. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna try and have him on back on next week and everything, and let's start getting some poetry. We bring a little you know what I'm saying? Some culture, what they call a pooly poussé to the radio show and everything. You know what I'm saying? So, fellas, I would suggest y'all quit fucking with these women and this, that, and the other if you ain't got your shit together, because they will put your ass on blast. We keep telling you that women gonna start putting your ass on the Buster Report and everything. You know what I'm saying? So, I know from the way Asia Persuasion sounds, she already got a candidate for the Buster Report and shit. She can't wait.
Hell
to
yeah.
We got a few, huh?
That's a shame, y'all. Woo, damn. Ooh. Yeah. You know what? And it don't even make it. See, they're going on the man's actions. Fellas, let me fill y'all in on what's going
for
on.
Real.
What's going on is your actions, how you treated them, what you said to her and what you said to her and this, that, and the other, and everything like that. That's what they're going on. That's what my daddy used to say, your track record is fucked up. That's why I don't fuck with you. That's why I don't let you do this, or that's why I don't let you do that. Your track record. It's bad. When they say your track record is bad, that means all the shit that you done either while you've been with them, before you were with them, and they found the fuck out. That's like having a police report. Player, it ain't good and shit. You know what I'm saying? So what the issue is, though, nah, I ain't fucking with you because your track record is bad or this, that, and the other.
And
or,
can I just say this last bit? I just don't understand. Like, If a woman is good to you and gives you everything and really has your back 150% and you go tell her lies, I don't understand, because I told him from the very beginning,
if you're gonna fuck around, go be single. I will FedEx you to whoever you want to be with. I'm not one to fight over dick. I'm not. So my whole thing is I don't understand why a dude cannot be real from the jump. Because if he's a grown-ass man, he's going to be real about his shit. And if he's not a grown-ass man and he's a little boy and he's looking for females to pay for him and do his shit for him, he's going to get busted. And that's how some, not all, but there's some men that, you know, that's what they do.
Yeah, but we have to, you know, it's 50-50 and things like that.
It is.
Men only do what you women allow us to do.
Allow them to do, and that's the truth.
Okay.
That is the honest to God truth,
only,
and my lesson is learned.
Do, you know,
it's learned.
If I've been coming home with this, I've been at the studio all night. See, y'all motherfuckers, see, fellas, let me tell y'all one thing. Motherfuckers like me that's really in the studio working at night, y'all make it bad for motherfuckers, or y'all make it hard for motherfuckers. You're in the studio honestly working because it's so quick to go, I was at the studio with the fellas and this, that, and the other. And the first thing your woman going to say is, let me hear what you've been doing. I want to hear your music and this, that, and the other. But you don't ever come home with a motherfucking CD. You don't ever come home with some shit. Even if you go, I was mixing and mastering shit tonight and this, that, and the other. Well, let me hear it. I want to hear what you done did. And if you come with some shit that's just like, didn't you play me that shit when we first met? You're fucking up, player. You've been fucked up, player, actually. You know what I'm saying? So you make it bad for girls like myself that's really in the studio doing music, trying to do something, and things like that. Stop lying on the studio because you don't want...
Stop lying, period.
Stop lying, period. That's self-explanatory. But don't lie on the studio. You know what I'm saying? Don't lie on the studio and shit. Don't lie where my phone went dead and this, that, and the other. And she knows you got a fucking car charger.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. The good excuses is, my phone was on the charger in the other room. Oh, I forgot to turn the volume back up.
I dropped my phone and it went blank.
Yeah.
Or the motherfucker got two phones and he don't even tell you.
Wait a minute. I ain't never heard that. The screen went blank.
Oh, it happened.
Yeah.
He hides it. That motherfucker hides it. He got two phones and he don't tell you. Females, don't be stupid. That's all I can say. Do not be stupid.
He got an Obama phone.
He hides the other phone and he keeps one.
That's why we want
to do our Busta website, so we can start posting up these motherfuckers up on there, so that way we save women, you know, the hassle of going through this shit. You think this man that you want to date is on the up and up? Let's go to this website and check him out and see if he's on the Busta line.
I would like to get a site called ratchet.com and shit like that, so that way, you know, if you want to check out.
We got it done. You, me, and Asian Persuasion can just, you know, create this website, and we'll put people on blast that are just fucking shit up for the rest of them. You know,
it's not just males, females too.
We will post their picture and their felony jacket as far as dating and whatnot. So, you know, we'll put them on blast. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we got to. Well, you know, that's just like the government. You know, you got to expose people. You know what I'm saying? It's just like how they did Watergate. You know what I mean? They exposed the president and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? So you have to sometimes put people on blast, let them know that, Joe, you know, you can't get away with this. We're going to expose you. We're going to put you out there and everything like that. You know, obviously, we've struck a nerve because there's a lot of people that didn't jump off the phone and this, that, and the other. A lot of empty spaces on the switchboard in Canada, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people can't handle these topics and keeping it 600, you know what I'm saying? So I guess those were all the little dick niggas that jumped off the phone and everything. They got offended and they got offended and shit. They was like, hey, you know, I guess that's that Facebook syndrome. Are they talking about me? They're talking about me.
It's funny. I just got one thing to say. It's funny because nowadays I get asked, you know, when they know that I do the show, they're like, oh, you
what do you talk about? Oh, we talk about sex, relationships, you know, love, current events, you know, whatever the topic might be for the day, we you know, go on about it. And they're like, so do you, like, mention people's names or anything on there? And I'm like, you know, I don't really don't put people on blast unless they just rub me the wrong way or fuck me over, then, you know, it slips out.
She said, fat man, dude, fat man, and fat man, and say your name, your address, your shit, your cell number, and then
right?
fat man gonna run the gambit on your ass, and said the other, you know what I'm saying? Because these people have to be exposed. They have to be exposed to this, that, and the other. Y'all even, you little dick niggas, even fucking up us big dick niggas, and this, that, and the other, because you've been fucked over the pussy so much and shit like that, to when they see a big dick nigga coming, they, it's like, I'm not gonna fuck with that, and this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, all you little dick niggas, go just kill yourself. The fuck you need to do? Some motherfuckers fucking up with it. That's like a motherfucker trying to sell weed but don't never have it. And shit, you know what
right.
I'm saying? You go to your weed man and he ain't never got no weed, but he's trying to sell weed and shit. That's fucking up the game. You fucking up the game and shit like that there. You know what I'm saying? So y'all
right.
go stand on the side. You know what I'm saying? Stand on the side. Be the cheerleaders. You know, cheer
right.
us big dick niggas on. Cheer us on to victory and shit like that there. Get the fuck out of the game, because y'all fucking up the game like a motherfucker and shit. Especially when two women then expose your ass. That's a shame. And they done linked up like Voltron and shit and all of that. Boy,
it's gotten to the point now, fat man. We're motherfucking Power Rangers, because there's more than just two of us.
Yeah, oh shit. See, they done went to Power Ranger mode and shit. They like, you Power Rangers. Shit, it's funny, bitch. Gee, if I see you with a silver suit and a belt around your ass, I'm gonna know something then, and this and the other. Oh shit, that Power Ranger mode and shit. You see, like, Gina, pick up your cape. Your cape didn't fell out your pussy. Pick up your cape, girl, and shit. You're Power Ranger mode.
You are not right.
You're Superwoman and shit. Come on, pick up your cape. We gotta fly off now and shit. You know what I'm saying? So, fellas, y'all cut this shit out.
Motherfuckers need to watch this set, because G-Spot's on the hunt.
Yes, see, y'all hearing this, ain't you? They telling you. I keep telling y'all, fellas, you will learn more about a woman if you shut the fuck up and listen to her.
Right?
And they telling y'all
That's
already.
That's exactly right.
They telling y'all. Asia Persuasion, put it in a fucking poem. You fucking around with them Facebook bitches and this, that, and the other, and then blah, 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 blah. I didn't even think I knew. Come on now. Wherever you go, 2 + 2 = 4, right? Okay, then.
Right.
But that should be a hit and a half for your ass when somebody can take a situation and put it in poetry form and slap your ass back in the face with it. That's putrid. That's putrid. That's like a Michelangelo painting. It's beautiful. It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. My sentence is exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So, Asia, we appreciate you coming on here. You got any shout-outs, anything you want to say before we get up out of here, sweetie?
I just want to give a shout-out to Gina. She's been real from the beginning, for real. There are too many women out in the universe like her. So
right.
I hope everybody supports her and, you know, follows with her charity work and everything, because she really got her heart in the right place. And I got other spoken word artists. I'll bring them on next week.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Where can we find your spoken word at?
Man, I told you I ain't spit in like 3 years.
Okay. Well, then you gotta stop.
We're gonna work on her Asian Persuasion fan page is what we're gonna do.
Okay.
She's gonna post all that shit up on Facebook, and she's just gonna maintain her page. So look forward to that. And as soon as it's up and running, we will post it. As soon as her page is up and running with all her poetry and whatnot, we're gonna put that shit up on our page on Pillow Talk.
Right.
I'm gonna put it on my personal page, Gina Retzloff. I'm gonna put it on LBPPW. We're gonna put that shit all over the place.
We need to empower
women out there.
We go blast it and everything, and when we get our Pillow Talk, when we get our Pillow Talk night started in one of these clubs out here that me and Gina have been talking to, we're going to definitely have you come down and spit some of that poetry, because we're going to be trying to bring in some artists, things like that, try and give back to the community like we always do, you know what I'm saying? But
absolutely,
we just want people to be game right and game tight, that's all, you know what I'm saying? So,
right,
you know.
Well, I appreciate you, Fat Man, as well. I mean, I ain't never met you before, but you are a magnificent host. Thank you so very much.
Thank you.
Really appreciate you giving me this opportunity. Thank you.
No problem.
Hopefully my sister will come to our event in May. Man, never know. We might have to.
You never
bring
know.
Her on
I may
over
need a
and,
couple drinks.
if she comes here today, I'm gonna pick her up personally myself and be like, yeah, come on, because I want to see this shit. Boy. This is Pillow Talk Radio for your ass, live and in color. I know people Monday morning going to be like, damn, this is why it's like, damn, I need to send another text message. And shit, man. you know what I'm saying? But listen, y'all, we appreciate y'all rolling with us, logging on, listening to us, and chiming in, and your comments and concerns and everything on the topic. You know what I'm saying? It all boils down to this, y'all. You know what I mean? When it comes down to it, you know, how you treat a person is the way you want to be treated. So treat people the way you want to be treated. Yes, we do get in these times to where some people treat people better than others. I know a lot of people try and tell me, well, you know, they haven't been experienced in this and the other. They have never had nobody treat them like that before. That's bullshit. When someone is being nice to you and being respectful to you and everything like that, then you need to get that back in return. It's not hard. It doesn't cost any money to be respectful. It doesn't cost money to give me I didn't say you have to love me, but you fucking go respect me.
That's
you know
right.
what I'm saying?
That's
things
right.
like that, you know? And fellas, just like ladies, but fellas, you got to fucking open up your mouth and fucking communicate. Stop all this bullshit. We're getting too old for this shit. I'm 46 years old and this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, by now, I've already learned. I learned it a long time ago to be 600 with the girl that I'm talking to. And everything, you know what I'm saying? Be 600. If you're talking to a girl and you still fucking around with whoever or this and the other, let her know that, because you never know what she might be doing. And you never, because
right.
women, look here, fellas, women think like we do. I'm gonna make a T-shirt that goes, think like a woman, fuck like a man. Let it sink in. You remember he was talking about that shit? Yeah, you know, think like a woman, act like a man. No, think like a woman, but fuck like a man, because there's a lot of women out here that's not fucking like men, but they have the mentality and the thought process, because you're human. You was created from our ribs, so you got the same type of thought process. So you get just as freaky and just as horny as we do. You know what I'm saying? Fellas, start letting women be women. Stop trying to change a woman into what you want them to be. Be
right.
yourself, because when you be yourself, she's going to be better than what she is. That's what I be saying. Mm-hmm. You get a good woman, that's going to make a man a better man. It's the same thing. A good man can make a woman a better woman, but y'all work together at it. That's what
right.
communication comes in at. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So you shouldn't be, you and your woman, your girl, whoever, your significant other should be able to sit up and talk about any and everything. Facebook, POF, whatever the fuck y'all doing and this and the other, whatever it is. You should be able to sit up and talk about it as friends. This is one thing that me and Gina talked about. You can say that you love me, but do you like me?
Right.
And on that note, we're going to get up out of here, you know what I'm saying, and everything. Big shout-out to my girl, D-Spot, D-Spot,
you
got me.
Yeah,
go
just
ahead,
a real quick shout-out to Choo Choo Man. He's listening. He's out in, I think it's Choo Choo Man.
Choo Choo Man. Okay. Big shout-out.
Man.
Big shout-out to Choo Choo Man. Okay, I wonder if, is that like, woo-woo, like, you know, the 515 coming on.
That's
right,
exactly.
All right, then. All right,
he's
then,
out on
boy,
the East Coast, so shout out to Choo Choo Man. Shout out to TQ, my really good friend and buddy. You know, he's always an awesome listener when I got problems, and I listen to him. So, you know, he's a great friend from TQ. I'm shouting you out. And, you know, Darnell Smith, I just wanted to shout him out one more time, Powerhouse Radio, LB Rocks. You know, he's always out there supporting LBPBW, so I really appreciate that.
Yeah, okay. All right, I'm going to be nice. I'm going to be nice.
Be nice. Be PPW. Be nice.
I'm going to be nice because, you know, but this is one thing I'm going to say this. This is what me and Gina was talking about. Watch who you're dealing with. Watch who you talk to. Las Vegas is very, very small. It goes in a circle. The people that look out for you on GP, turn around and do the same damn thing because it's a lot of other radio shows other than Pillow Talk and this, that, and the other. I could name some that I've done that I've given love to for everybody. So I'm going to be nice and this, that, and the other because that's the one thing about me and Gina. We can't agree to disagree and things like that. So, yeah, thank you for your shout-outs, babe. And everything, you know what I'm saying? Good luck.
One more shout-out really quick. Sean Montgomery is one of our big supporters. He does thick and thicker radio out at in the mix radio out of New York. He's in the hospital. He's in an ICU. He's had some heart problems. So we just want to shout him out. Wish him a quick recovery. Yeah. And you know, God bless you, brother. We love you, and we're praying for you.
We're gonna be praying for you, bro. You know what I'm saying? Get a speedy recovery and everything. You know what I'm saying? Because I know how that is. I know how that is about, you know, the heart and all of that and everything. So, you know, big shout out to everybody that's getting healthy. I think I've lost probably another 50 pounds or so or something like that. I got to weigh myself and everything. So everybody's getting in shape and stuff like that. I'm going to have my six-pack because I'm damn sure going to take my shirt off this summer. You know what I'm saying? You never seen a big nigga like me walking around with his shirt off, but you're about to and everything.
Yeah,
you know what
buddy.
I'm
going to break out homie.
Hey, it's all good. It's all good. You know what I'm saying? That's why they call me Baby Dumpling and everything. You know what I'm saying? That's my stripper name, Baby Dumpling. You know what I'm saying? So, so on that note, y'all, we're going to get up out of here. We're going to see y'all, talk to y'all next week. Like we said, next week we're going to bring on all the poets and this, that, and the other, and we're going to be right here having a good time just like we did today. So for Fat Man and G-Spot, and the Asian persuasion, y'all, this is Pillow Talk Radio, y'all. We just feeling some type of way. We out of here.
Hey.
Tom. Quan. Dead right. So.
Hood, rich, hood, rich,
my bitch, bitch, hustle, trying to make him something. Ain't no telling what he'll do for the paper. Ain't no telling. Two blades, I'm straight, I stay, my plate, I stay, I'm a smooth
DJ Lil G.
That car driving make you feel some type of way.
I know you do.
That custom brightly make you feel some type of way.
I'm shining, ho.
This bitch on wig got me feeling some type of way.
Okay, okay.
Is it cause my homie's rich, you feel some type of way?
Right,
some type of way, make you feel some type of way. Heard she wanna fuck me, know you feel some type of way. Mr. CEO, it's what my title say. Me and my homies DJ Ho, he feel some type of way. Okay, now let me real, I know you feel some type of way.
I know you do.
When I get to bite on her ear, she make that Tyson face.
Don't look like that.
I drop down to my knees, thankful for life today.
Thank you, love.
No nap, bitch, long sleep.
Let go.
I can tell if he 12 right away. Go through hell cause I care, move you far away. Drop you off late, no he feel some type of way. I got hoes, like golf tryna make what Tiger made. I gotta hide away, and I go there sometimes to give my mind a break. I find a way to still get through the struggle, what I'm trying to say. And ain't lying today when I tell you that I love my nigga. Been hustling, trying to make him something. Ain't no telling what he'll do for the paper.
Ain't no telling.
Two plates, I'm straight, I stay, my plate, shot day. I'm a smooth operator.
I drop the top of my wheel, baby.
That car driving make you feel some type of way.
I know you do.
That custom brightly make you feel some type of way.
I'm
some type of way. Is it cause my homies rich, you feel some type of way? Some type of way, make you feel some type of way. Heard she wanna fuck me, know you feel some type of way.